is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, September 10th, 2020, the Geeks Next Door, episode number 228. Adam, what's happening?
Yay!
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
I got a question for you, Adam.
I got an answer, you go first.
Are you breaking up with me?
No.
Don't break up with me, man. What do I gotta do? What do I gotta do? You tell me. You want me to get on my knees? I'll get on my knees in a hot tub.
Louis is not done.
Whatever you need. What do you need? Don't sauna massage. Don't leave me, baby. Don't leave me.
I'm not leaving nobody.
That means you're leaving everybody. Use a double negative. Yeah. I hear you. Oh, you're so clever. Oh. I'm too old to find a new Adam in my life. I don't want to find a new Adam.
Don't worry, I ain't going anywhere.
I ain't seen you in person in over half a year. That kind of means that you're going somewhere.
See me now.
I said
in person.
In person.
Live.
Yeah.
This doesn't count.
Ryan has said AI can do a lot of things, and I'm not even sure if you're real.
You might even be, Dave's right. You might be a bot, an AI bot that Ryan created because you guys are in cahoots to get you to leave us, to break up with us. And I don't want you, man. Seriously, babe, what do I gotta do?
Damn it, Ryan, why you gotta wanna break up the pack?
Make a deep fake of you?
Ryan's not here.
Because then we can have multiple atoms.
That's a Ryan.
All arguing with each other.
Disembodied voice.
Multiplicity.
Is Ryan talking?
That's a Ryan bot.
That's also a Ryan bot.
You can't hear me?
Oh, Jesus.
We can hear you.
I wish I did. All right, well... I feel like I'm that guy that's like, hey, what you doing tonight, baby? And she's like, I don't know, man, washing my hair. I'm like, all right, maybe next week. And then next week I'm like, what you doing tonight, baby? And be like, I got to carry some baskets to my friend's house. I'm like, oh, all right, that sounds good. And I just let it go. So if you're going to break up, we just rip it off. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Don't worry.
I'll go find myself a new Adam, I guess.
No.
Which is going to be...
Irreplaceable.
I agree. You are irreplaceable. But, you know, sometimes you take what's lesser of in life. Okay, so Adam's breaking up with me. How are you guys doing?
No, I'm good.
Chris, do you want me to break up with you?
I don't want you to. But
all right, then. Shut your face.
I feel like I haven't even seen your face, heard your words in like, a month. And I haven't physically touched your nice supple behind in over half a year. Starting to wear on me.
I know. I understand.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's what they all say.
It feels like a blink of an eye.
No, it don't.
Yeah, okay.
What's happening, guys? You enjoying the weather turn? It's spent a week of kind of chilliness.
This is the best week ever.
Yeah, it's been great.
Because you haven't been here? I fucking knew it.
Wait, you like it?
Oh, I love this weather.
How come?
I hate working in the heat.
Mm.
Working in the heat sucks balls.
How come?
I don't like Sweaty Adam. Sweaty Adam can lick my nutsack. My sweaty nutsack.
I love Sweaty Adam.
Sweaty Adam wouldn't be the one with the sweaty nutsack. So he'd have to lick your dry, non-sweaty nutsack, and you'd have to lick Sweaty Adam's sweaty nutsack.
Ooh, that's no good.
Is it warm in your vehicle, like, the whole time, or?
What do you mean? Like, in the summer?
I'm trying to visualize this. Do you go from a warm vehicle and then open the door and it's kind of cool outside, and then you do your thing, and then you go back in the warm vehicle? Or do you just move it enough where you, like, just feel fine and, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to visualize.
Ryan hasn't had a job where he's had to more physically
like,
move more than
how
this.
Do people who have to do things breathe, for their baby. Jobs do things? Like, seriously, I sit and make internet things happen. Like, it's so foreign to me.
It's called a thing called body heat. After a while, you produce enough body heat. it doesn't affect, the cold does not affect you. So the other day when it rained, the like today when it's pretty cold, the windows are open, the doors open, wide open, and I just have like my regular pants and shirt on, and that's it. And you go fast enough, you don't feel it cold. Plus, your body gets used to it. So eventually, I'll be like shorts and negative 20 degree weather all day.
Cool. It's neat the, what the humans do for their work.
Don't look at me like that, Chris.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to visualize
Ryan
wearing shorts in negative 20 degree weather. I just don't see it.
Ryan can't wear
you
that.
Need a picture. Picture for proof.
As long as your core is warm, you're pretty good.
So, I haven't seen you in a month, man. Okay. What's going on with you? How you been? What's
God
new? What's new in your life? It's been at least a few months, so what's happening?
I'm
not getting my memes anymore.
What? Right. I sent a meme yesterday.
Yeah, one meme in 14 days.
First time in, like, weeks.
That was a good meme. I liked it.
I searched long and hard for that one. That was a good one.
But I searched long and hard. What was that, about 2 weeks of searching?
Does Oren like the cold, too?
He doesn't mind. He does pretty well.
What about Joe?
Oh, God, no.
That was a trick question. I knew what the answer was going to be.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. It's just like Amy. Amy probably hates the cold.
She's a northern girl. She
despises it.
She loves the cold. You know what I found out recently is that if you call her a northern girl, it's okay. If you call her a country girl, she freaks out.
Which country? Canada?
Oh, she's technically from, like, the country, right? Up north, it's country land.
Like, they say the cities, and we should take offense to that.
Why don't we call them Rangers?
I don't take offense to anything.
I think we could call
them Rangers.
We could be like, you could say something that Chris takes offense to.
Maybe. If we really wanted to go down that hole.
It'd probably be something about how Crusader Kings is a terrible game, sir.
Good segue. Because I wanted to talk about... Good segue. You're beautiful. Because
Thank you.
Last week, if you remember, I said CK4 is amazing. Is amazing. It's the best game ever. I love it. But there's a small issue where you can't name your ruler and you can't rename stuff like that. Yeah. I just missed it. You can. You just got to start the game first. Then you rename it. It's fine. It's an amazing game. It's great. One complaint. My only complaint.
Okay.
Two complaints. One is that it's if you start early enough, Vikings seem too strong. But the other one is, if you want to get achievements, you have to play in Iron Man mode, which basically means you can't load a save, right? It stayed in the cloud, and it saves in the cloud automatically, and it stops you from saves coming. I love that. I really appreciate that, because half the time when you fail, you actually learn a lot, and people don't like to fail. But in order for that feature to be turned on, it has to physically save and upload to a cloud every month, which eventually takes more time than you're playing the game. So it takes probably 6 seconds to do that every month, and you're like,
oh, so, every game month. Okay.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Who the fuck cares? every month you gotta upload shit. You're like, no.
This
is outrageous.
We had to explain this to Adam once. Before you open your mouth, think about what you're gonna say. And
I too thought, once every 30 days is not too terrible.
Exactly.
But
that's right. Yeah. Not every game month. Which gets to be a lot.
Which is like,
so I had to turn that. I had to turn the feature off, which means I can't get achievements. Mainly because I just want the game to run smoothly. Which sucks, because I love achievements. They're fun. It's true.
Giving you achievements?
Mm-hmm.
You named a person. Well done, sir. Achievement.
Yeah, achievement. They have real achievements, like discover the secret of cannibalism.
That's kind of cool, though. Like, they're trying to make it so people don't cheat on achievements, basically. Or why are they doing that, actually? That's actually a good question. Why wouldn't they just give you achievements locally, you know?
I don't know, man. I think they figure at this point everybody has a broadband connection. They can just do it. Everything's fine. Now, somebody might say, hey, Chris, you can change the autosave to once a year if you want, or once every 5 years if you want. Yeah, that doesn't apply to Iron Man. It only applies to regular game. It's true. It's true.
I bet you'll fix it in a patch.
If enough people complain, yeah.
Yeah, it seems real. Like, if it's distracting because, you know, this pause, that's pretty annoying.
Yeah, 6-7 second pause is very distracting in the middle of the game every month. And a month takes about a minute. So you're losing like 10% of your game time just to save.
Yeah. Annoying.
Lame.
Also, it's a... I think it wouldn't need to, like, after you've gotten the achievements, it wouldn't matter anymore.
Oh, that particular achievement?
Yeah, once you've gotten that achievement, it like might take that split second to do it, because it's like, it's pinging this thing now. Now that it doesn't need to, that's not important anymore because you're past that point.
But it doesn't know which achievement you're going for. There's 100 some. You know, you could be getting one down the line, so that you don't know.
The fact
about.
You can't change it to save every year.
You can, as long as it's not an Iron Man.
Does that make sense to you? Is that so you can't like? I see. It's so you can't like. Powered off. Be like, exactly. Rewind back to the beginning of the year and
play for 11 months and be like, well, that didn't work out. And but I don't know, man. If you're really, if you want to do that, then it's not like you get money for achievements or fame or something. It's a Steam achievement.
Nothing.
Who cares? Yeah. If it's for your own personal thing, I'm not like, you guys are like, oh man, you got all the achievements on that? Holy shit, good job. But yeah.
Right.
So, but anyways, it's super fun. You guys should play it. It's the one of the cool things that came out this week, or last week.
Just because it's one of those things, I don't really care about Crusader Kings, but I like to read the Crusader King 3 subreddit because it's funny and people do shit. Like, the one I got across was pretty funny. It was some guy, it was Zach something, whatever, right? But he started the game with a personal goal. He was going to eat the Pope.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good goal.
So basically, yeah, he's like, started in 1867 as a Norse ruler, hopped on white shirt, Jarl of Jorvik.
867?
And then,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, 867, right? And basically, he went and worked his way, sacrificed another religion's head at a pagan, at an altar, and then got to eat the Pope.
Yeah, it's not easy. Cool. That's not easy. Like, the papacy is pretty strong. They're the head of, they can call crusades and call everybody. That's not an easy achievement. That's pretty fun. I will say he started as a Norseman, which seems a little bit easier. It'd be cooler if he started, like, as a duke in Italy. And then, because it's hard to be a cannibal, like, you have to get specific events to become a cannibal. And then try to eat the Pope.
But the reason he was doing that is, like, because he was remembering that one of his favorite achievements in CK2. For those and not in the know, that's Crusader Kings 2,
that's
Chris,
yes,
in
yes.
case you didn't know, was called Holy Smoke, which is like, yeah. So he was trying to do it like that because he's old. He's like, took over. Does that Halfdan died? And then his son Ragnar came over and finished unifying the British Isles. But the Pope was uneaten at this point. So,
yeah. I mean, that's why the game is fun, right? Like, one of my first things that was noteworthy that happened was my first ruler was, he was part of, he was like a duchy of Toulouse in southern France, right? So I had a guy who was my rival for some circumstance, I don't know why. So I made it my goal just to seduce his wife. And so you put all your points into intrigue, you seduce his wife, and in the middle, you're caught by some girl, and she's like, oh no. And you're like, what do you do? So you can either, like, threaten her, you can break up and just move away so maybe she didn't see anything, or you could close the door discreetly and say, why don't you join us? And that worked. It was great. And then he had to raise my bastard child without ever knowing it.
Or is that the same guy you, like, screwed over and tried to take his, like,
no, that was
nation?
Many rulers later, so. You
probably
go through a ruler
theme,
guy, okay. Honestly, yeah. That's not a theme.
It's just different ways of being horrible.
No. Some of my guys are really good. Like the person right now, they're the most pious Christian you could ever think about. All they do is try to take over Muslim lands and force convert Muslims.
There you go. Oh man!
Because you stay in the dungeon unless you want to be Christian, and if you don't, if you're too much of a zealot to want to convert, then you stay in the dungeon. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff to it. You can create your own religion. You can create your own counties. It's real. There's a lot into it. I was gonna see how far I'm into it, and it continues to impress, which is fun. I think I'm like 50 hours into it, and there's so much I haven't even done. So.
Yeah, because it said, according to him, it took him about 100 in-game years and about 15 real-world hours to complete the goal of consuming the Pope. And he's like, notably, it lowered their stress level by 40 points. Bjorn's, not the Pope's. And he also loved the line, as I have a fair reason, no one thinks me a tyrant. And which is funny. He's like, imagine a bunch of citizens hearing the news that Bjorn has decapitated and eaten the Pope and just sort of nodding like, yeah, that sounds fair.
Well, they're all Norse. It wouldn't not.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot.
And
of
finally, things. Eating the Pope comes with a 20% chance of becoming ill. Bjorn did in fact get sick after dining on Pope meat.
And those are fun. I haven't done those enough. Yeah. Those are called AFAs, after action reports. After.
Yep.
Yeah. And I haven't done enough recently. We did a bunch with CK2, but CK3 is rife with the possibilities of fun stuff happening.
But yes, so I, you know, every once in a while I just go on there and be like, yeah, I got nothing to, I got 5 minutes, I can read someone's adventures, and it's pretty fun, because they're just like little, effectively short stories, or if the person decides to write them a little cleaner and better, it becomes like an actual short story, mm-hmm. which is pretty fun.
Yep, it's a lot of spark of creativity. You're like, oh, that'd be a cool story I could write, and then you sit down and write a short story, and
right.
People read it and everybody's happy. All right, that's enough of the best game ever. What have you guys been doing this week?
Well, I just looked, and there are some job openings at Paradox, but the job locations are in Stockholm.
Yes.
Maybe there'll be a remote thing. So, like, if my contract ends, maybe we'll sign up and say, like, hey, let me fix your loading issue. A friend of mine is having some trouble. It's really hurting his Iron Man.
It would be really cool if they said, like, we will give you a job if you can answer this question. And they'll ask you a super complicated Paradox question and you can't answer it.
Like, fuck if I know. Like, can I call a friend?
Yeah, one lifeline.
Right. But then they kick in the door and they eat you.
Normally.
And they get...
That would be a turn right there. I'd be like, how do right. I, what's the right way to handle this in the interview? Do I accept being eaten or do I have to fight back? I don't know.
Normally I would say, always Ryan, that any company would be... They would stand to have a great deal to have you on their staff. But in this case, you would have a great deal to learn from being on Paradox's staff.
Well,
you should pay
that's
them,
good
in fact.
With 4:46 a.m. in Stockholm. So, like, time zone wise, might be a little tricky. We'll look into it, though. You know,
you'll make it work.
Yeah.
No, he won't. I was like, no, he won't.
It's too much work. Doesn't your contract end this month, or is it next month?
November.
It is November. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. What's happening? What's the big news? Of course. Ryan.
What's the big news?
Adam got a new bike.
Ryan, the big news that came out, the big trailer that was released.
Oh, the Dune trailer. I did actually.
I told you to watch it.
Oh, no. Dave sent it out, and I clicked it, and it was cool.
I did. I did send it out because I wanted to make sure that he would be prepared.
That was my full story. Dave sent it out. I clicked it, and it was cool.
Well, let's talk about it. What did you think? What are your initial impressions?
I thought it looked really cool. I'm going to go quick because I won't have as much to say. Yeah. It looks super cool. It looked like... modern, and like it had good atmosphere and the like lighting, and it had like an edginess to it, but I don't remember enough about it to like have as much input as you fellows. I did watch the show for the first time with you guys in my basement like 9 years ago. and I read the first book, but I can't remember all the details. I just think it looked cool. The special effects were cool, like the fighting, like shields, fucking slow blade shit was looking neat. So I just looked cool. Look good.
All right, sure.
All I can say is Aquaman's in it, and fucking...
And Thanos?
And Thanos.
And Poe Dameron.
And Poe Dameron, yeah. This is actually what it is like a Disney like, super movie in the...
Isn't, what's his name in it, too? Fucking, Batista?
Batista's yep. in it, yeah.
Yeah, what's Drax, right?
Drax, yeah. Drax, yeah.
All kinds of superheroes.
It's like the... A culmination of like all the best movies from last couple years in one.
Although, all the best. I gotta say, it doesn't make much sense to have Aquaman on a planet that has not one drop of moisture. Like, he's gonna be useless in there. What's he gonna do?
That is true.
He's just gonna sit in wind stills and just sitting there, give me more water.
Right?
But if he can control water, he can control just a little bit. Now he'll start controlling the water that's in people. So maybe he's super powerful.
Yeah.
Ooh, bloodbender.
Right.
What'd you think of the main actor? Like, Paul. Like, I thought it was pretty damn close to the original movie. Like, he looked like... And I'm sure it's, you know, it's described in the book, but still. Right. I thought it was interesting that it reminded me of that movie more than the book. Which is weird.
He right. seems younger, though.
Well, he's like, supposed to be young. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, he's like 20, something like really early 20s, but like,
he looks like he's 16.
Colbert had like a basically like a little 15-minute Zoom interview with everyone, and there he was asking the director, he's like, why'd you pick this guy? He's like, first of all, it's like, he has a real intelligence behind his eyes, and he looks really, really young in the face. So it's like, because in the book, he's like 15. Like all movies, like they kind of age him up a little bit, but 15, you know? I could see him as like 17, but yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked the shots. I actually really liked. I just like even Batista's character. Like, he looks like the Dune character you think about. I enjoyed the Baron Harkonnen from what we saw, simply because I was always disgusted by the other ones. So I'm glad you're kind of classing it up a little bit.
I don't know, that shot of him coming out of the oily pool, covering oil crap covering his face, I'm like, oh, Chris will hate that.
It's better than, like, pox all over and blisters and stuff.
The pus.
But, yeah.
It's all about the pus.
It just was, like, really good. Like, people always like, oh, the 84 one, oh, it's nothing like the books and stuff. And then I'm like, well... They didn't use any of this original script. They wrote a rewrote the completely from the script. They must have got enough stuff right because there's a lot of things that are really, really similar.
Yeah, that's what I like. I mean, they've remade the show through Sci-Fi and other things several times. Right. It never really caught on for me. And it's not just budget reasons. It's this story, right. What they're trying to do with it. So, I mean, we don't know what they're going to do with the whole weirding technology and everything yet, but... From what I saw, it hit some nostalgia. Like, other than there was no slow blades, they were all very fast blades. It was still cool looking.
Well, maybe they were just showing how the shields work.
Yeah, and that looked fun.
Yeah, so. Slow blade penetrates the shield.
Okay, but yeah. Who's Aquaman? What character is he? Duncan.
Duncan Idaho.
Yeah, I think that was actually really. I thought that was really good casting. I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's good casting.
They would send someone who's really super capable and charismatic to the planet to try and make contact with the Fremen, the people that live there, to say like, hey, man. But yeah, like, yeah, I'm super excited just because there's a lot of cool things. And we never saw past a certain point, like we don't know, like basically we saw a worm, and that was the worm when they most likely, just by the feeling of it, is when they got, when they escaped the Harkonnens after Wellington Yue,
yeah,
got them out.
I have to be like, Lady Jessica's gonna have to do a lot of work, the actor, because the original is so high in my mind, and you know what she did with that role, I really liked it. That she's got to do a lot of work. I think she can do it, but she's got to do a lot of work.
Right. Yes.
Who's the girl alongside the dude?
Chani.
the actress, and I like the casting. They look okay. Right. Yeah. All this of them. It seems cool.
You'd probably rely on from Spider-Man from.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I remember.
Homecoming and Far Mary From Home. Yes.
That's what I remember from. Okay. But she actually
had a couple. She had a couple TV series in Disney that you might be aware of.
Does the main actor, is he in big things at all?
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah, is he...
So Chris already has a... And Amy's got to like him because his name, instead of Timothy, you know, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, it's T-I-M-O-T-H-E-E. So Amy's already going to like, I signed on, he's a great actor.
Yeah, he actually stays over there on the weekends when he's shooting in town. So, yeah he's a good guy.
I like that he's not... Like, he's got a unique look. I think Mickey said something similar, but, like, I like when... It's sometimes nice to have a fresh face. He seems like a fresh face that... I don't know. But, anyways. Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, so...
Brings back some memories.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing. He was in Interstellar as young Tom Cooper. So, young main character. Other than that, Lady Bird, that's the only other thing I ever saw. Mm-hmm. The rest is like fancy, like the, oh, he was in The King, right? Yeah. The Netflix one, I think. Yeah, historic, romantic war drama based on which. So he was the King, Henry V in the King, the Netflix one.
I don't know if I watched that.
So,
yeah, no, it's what do we gotta wait? Do we gotta wait 4 years for this, or when do we even know?
December 18th.
Oh, this year?
Yeah, it's still on schedule.
Sweet,
yeah.
Can't wait. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. I think that would be worth breaking quarantine.
Speaking of which, there is a movie that came out recently that flew under the radar because, you know, we're not sure when shit's being released.
Mulan?
Yeah, no, we talked about that last week.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
That's in the theaters currently. That people should decide if they're they want to do something with.
What are you talking about? With more Tenet. Descriptions.
I'm most likely Tenet, which was a Christopher Nolan movie.
I was just going to check times.
Yeah. Ryan hates movies, though.
Ryan hates everything.
That's why I would do things is out of hatred.
Everybody.
Anytime I don't hang out with you guys, it's out of hatred.
We know that.
Of either the activity or you personally.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pretty much.
See, just... like, it's, doesn't it feel better to admit it?
No, I always admit it. I try to make it clear with my actions and words. Fuck it, you guys, all the time.
Okay.
I agree with Ryan on that.
And fuck movies.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Tenet.
Is that all it takes, Ryan? Jeez, I gotta start doing that.
Yeah,
you should start telling the truth, Adam.
Yeah.
I tell the truth.
Really?
In the form of memes.
Why are you trying to break up with Chris?
Trying to break up with Chris.
Oh,
Chris is too needy. He's always like, oh, did you talking to another guy?
See a matinee. See you at 3 o'clock matinee tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going to work.
Well, fucking get sick at noon. I feel like you gotta go poop your pants.
I also am going to work.
Yeah, get sick at noon, but you gotta poop your pants.
Adam's gonna be done with work by then. Everybody knows.
I'll be done. Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
He goes in at. He's gonna go in at 6 o'clock and then be done by 2.
Lately, not so much.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, we got the Star Trek Discovery Season 3 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, man. That world is broken, man.
I know, I love it. I love when they can just do whatever the fuck they want, because they're like, temporal? Does that make sense? Just keep saying temporal. Temporal food. Temporal ships. Temporal stars. Alright, then we can do whatever we want, because there's time involved.
Right. Yeah. Because you like time better than you like dimensions.
I don't Different mind either. Demands. It's fine. Did you see the Jean-Luc Picard when he said what his favorite Next Generation episode was this week.
What was it?
It's the one I guessed he would say. It's the one that allows him to do the most acting, away from the Starship Enterprise. So yeah, it was. I think it is like number the third most,
right?
Like fan voted on episode. It's the Inner Light, the one where he lives a lifetime within 10 minutes or within an hour or something.
Flute.
Learns to play the flute. Yeah, learns to play the flute.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. I'm glad that it's fun that you were able to predict it. It may be not that surprising, but like it takes a knowledge of all the shows at minimum. That's cool.
No, that one sticks out a lot.
Yeah, it does. It wasn't going to be Rascals. I assumed it wasn't going to be Rascals.
I would pick Rascals.
That's where some of the crew turn into kids, so it's actually the kids that do the acting, so they wouldn't do any acting anyway.
That one is horrible.
Whatever, it's awesome.
It wasn't bad. Young Rolaren was pretty good. I'm just wondering, like, people's heads get bigger and small, or get bigger as they get bigger, but her headband fit perfectly the whole time.
Shut up. It scrunches. It's a temporal headband. It scrunches together. Don't worry about it.
Okay, see, if they just call it temporal headband, that'd be cool. I'm done with it.
Did we talk a lot about Mulan last week or not really?
No, not a lot. No.
Were me and Ryan the only ones that watched Friday? It? Did it come out this Friday?
Last Friday.
Yes. Last Friday?
So, yeah. Ryan, didn't we talk about it? Oh, we talked about it one evening, probably just together, right?
Yeah, I don't remember if we talked about it, you and I, or if we talked about it on a Thursday. So that's the truth. I just don't know.
Just released last Friday.
Well, it came out Friday. Yeah. We didn't talk about it on a Thursday.
Okay, then we must have talked about it on an evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody watch it besides me and Ryan?
Nope. Who would not pay yet. Such money?
On
well,
taps.
Ryan.
Yep.
Ryan paid, and then I used would. The account that is my account that he purchased on, basically.
Yeah, it worked out nicely.
I keep forgetting it wasn't free, because it felt free to me, because all I did was purchase it.
Because you were like, here's money, make it go into movie land.
I don't mean to ruin it, we don't need to, I mean, it was, me and Ryan talked about it, but the main thing that I wanted to talk about that was really cool was, we were sitting there watching it, actually, and there was people over that evening. And they're like, and we're like, wait, is her mom Keiko? Like, shit, that was 20 years ago, but I think that's Keiko. And I watched it some more, like, that's definitely Chief Miles O'Brien's wife, Keiko. She is the mom in Mulan, which is awesome, because I have not seen her in anything since Deep Space Nine or Next Generation. So I'm glad she got some work.
That's a deep recognition there, like...
Really? The original actress who provided the original voice was in the movie, and I didn't even watch it.
Oh, really? Well,
Ming-Na Wen?
I don't know.
A little show called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I will say there was not enough Jet Li. There's never enough Jet Li in these kind of movies. And... that's probably... I don't want to ruin anything else, so...
I think it was pretty fun.
I don't think they changed the plot much.
No, so but individual really characters. So I don't want to ruin anything about Donnie Yen's arc, you know, or anything like that. So.
Wait. Who played the fucking dragon?
There's no dragon. But there was a phoenix. No.
Why would there not be a dragon?
Because they decided to go with the phoenix motif instead. Which
lame.
Probably actually makes more sense being the whole kill yourself or have to die for rebirth and stuff like that. But anyways... It's not like the Phoenix was like talking and making jokes and stuff. That'd be awesome.
Movie gear has gotten a lot of drama too.
Right?
Because the main actress is all like super pro cops.
Yeah.
Why I said it. I said it real quick while Ryan was gone.
I don't care. Like that kind of stuff doesn't even register in my. And like I heard about it and I was like, I heard about it by somebody who was watching the movie with me. I was like, I'm just gonna watch this movie now. Maybe when it's done, if you want to complain about it, that's fine too, but I don't care enough. I'm sorry. What'd she say? Like, she's, like, you shouldn't protest or something in Hong Kong? Is that what she said?
Well, she thinks the police are doing a good job.
Well, isn't she from China, or where's she from?
China.
Yeah, so of course she fucking says that. Even if she didn't think that, of course she says that, because she is from China, where if you do not say that, you do not get another job.
Oh shit, it's about
you
cops.
You might not live that long.
Ryan's back.
Hi, I'm back.
Yeah. All right. So that's Mulan. That's Mulan. I guess we don't need to talk about it much. Maybe in December when it comes out for a general purpose, we can revisit it then, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. It was Disney. Mm-hmm. If you are prepared to watch a Disney movie that's fun, then it's a fun movie to watch.
It was a PG-13 Disney movie, so it's not like people throw daggers and they just turn into salamis that hit people or something. Those daggers impact in people, which they probably would in a PG movie.
I feel like it could have been a PG-11. Like, it wasn't like...
That's not a thing.
They didn't take full use of the full 13. You know what I mean? Like, it was on the light side of 13, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. There wasn't much blood or anything, so...
Yeah... But it was, I mean, it was good that they didn't try to, like, have wars without, like, killing. You know what I mean? Because, like, that would have just been weird if you didn't recognize that that happens during
draw
a war.
Draw swords and they're, like, they're flowers and stuff.
They fall down and they got little stars above their head. Ooh.
I guess I'm out of the fight. Good times.
So... That's a PG-11, right? So what would Endgame be? Or like, what would Infinity War Endgame, that series, be? Would that be PG-11?
I think they swear.
Yeah, I think that the swearing brings it up. And also just, like, the... more real... It's more real, even though... Like, in that...
It's more real?
Yeah, dialogue-wise and stuff like that. This one, it's very, cartoonish dialogue, if you will. You know, so I guess I would say that makes it more simple to consume.
So words mean a lot to you.
Words are like bullets.
I don't know what you're going to say here, but just do it.
No, I'm just saying words mean a lot. It seems like because both things you said implied that words make rating higher.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of it. It's like there's the violence, there's the language, there's the like sort of. Just this underlying tone, and that's the thing that's hard to put your hands on. And this is what I'm saying. In this one, the underlying tone was cartoonish, while there was violence. But the tone was like pretty tame, I guess is where what I'd say.
Oh, Ryan, you're entitled to have your, you know,
that's
your
cool.
opinions about
that's
stuff.
Cool. My favorite part of the tone of the movie was, should we go after her or tell somebody? No. If they find out, they'll kill her. And if the Mongols find out, they'll kill her too. So either way, she's dead. Let's leave. That's not a bad... That's not a PG-11 tone. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. It's fine. Yeah.
Did they have, like, the cool... Like, the three guys in it that were, like, her sidekicks? Were they, like... Did they dead? Did they jump in the bathtub or jump in the pond with them all naked?
Yep.
And they were like, hey, what's up, chick?
I think there's, like, five of them, actually, wasn't there?
Oh, shit, so they added more guys.
I think it was like five.
Right. That gets into a territory I'm not comfortable with.
which territory is
three,
that?
Three guys on one girl, I'm okay with. Five guys on one girl, it becomes a situation.
Well, the water scene was only one-on-one, so they toned it down.
Until the sex.
Well, yeah, that part.
I mean, it was only anal, so it wasn't virginity breaking or anything like that.
They thought they were just, like, doing some gay stuff, so at the time...
All right. But thinking now, if we switch to something that I would consider probably a hard PG-13, to watch the three episodes of The Boys. That's a hard PG-13.
Oh, yeah. I would put that a little bit above the PG.
Oh, really?
Doesn't it have it already?
It's got MA, I think, isn't it? On whatever platform it's on.
I don't know. I don't think it needs to. It'd be like, your parents should have told you not to watch the show. Echo is
right.
Fucking good.
Those ratings are supposed to inform the parents before they watch the show. That's the whole point of a rating system.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Just be like this. The Boys. Yeah. And you say, like, exploding whale. And you're like, fuck, I don't want to watch that. Kids, you probably shouldn't watch that.
I'd watch an exploding whale.
Like, hey, remember when they had that whale, like, beached itself a long time ago and died, right? And they couldn't get it off the beach because they didn't have any tugboats, so they had to just blow it up into pieces? That was probably, like, 20 years ago. Yeah.
I did not watch any of them. I've been very busy trying to convert all the heathens in my realm. So,
well, that's why you have the extra monitor, dude.
I know, but I want, there's certain shows I want to pay more attention to.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was looking, is it rated R? Well, whatever. The show is really good. I like it too. We don't want to spoil it for Chris, but it's pretty good. It's fun, and it's, I think they did, I actually think the acting and stuff in that show is surprisingly good. Like, I guess maybe I'm just used to lots of shows, and some of them are good, some are bad. This one is good. The acting is good. Yeah, and I know what you're talking about with Stormlight now, by the way, boys. I watched that. I watched that, so now I know where you're coming from on that. That was interesting.
And it's like, no wonder you like her.
Right, exactly, right? She fits Ryan's mentality 100%.
Well, I still like her, just more like as a character. Less uh-huh. a person, less uh-huh. a person to live your life by.
Right. Sure, 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 sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I don't know, like because they say the producer says, like, because it's Eric Kripke, the guy who made up Supernatural. It's like he's the producer and creator of The Boys on Amazon Prime. He said it was his decision to do the three and then weekly release. And I'm like, maybe you're just saying that, but maybe? I don't know what you're trying for.
Do you not like it, or do you like it? Or do you don't care?
Like, I would rather watch it all, because that's just my personality. It's like, I'm more of a fan of movies, and if I just watch them more as individual, like, I just watch them all, if I know that they exist and I have to wait, I'm like, that fucking kind of sucks.
I kind of like having both.
I like having both. I like having some that I can binge and some that I have to wait. There's so much content right now, I don't really need to watch everything. I kind of like having both. How about you guys?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I like what you're saying, Dave, for sure. It's like, I picked the show, and when I got 2 hours, I want to watch 2 hours worth. Sure. When I got 3 hours, I want to watch three.
Yep, yes.
But I do like, from the community perspective, the fact that, like,
sure,
you're not done. I'm caught up with you. Like, if it was all there, you'd be done, and I might not be. So, like, it's kind of cool that we can, like, watch them as they come out and then talk about them.
Yeah.
Once Chris and Adam catch up.
That was the Game of Thrones, right? Game of Thrones.
Right.
We got mm-hmm. to talk about, not Ryan, because, you know, he's watching from season one for some fucking reason. Right. But so we got to, every week, we got to talk about what happened. We got to talk some that shit that was cool, that was shit that was stupid. And then season 8 came along, and that was that. Yeah. So I do like that in some instances. So there you go. There's just so much right now.
I bet if we play back our talks about season 8, it would start out the first half, like, you'd hear a lot of hoping it turns out okay.
Yeah.
Like, and concern but hope. And then at some point there'd be a sharp drop to, like, what the fuck were they thinking?
And there'd be a lot of trying to see the bright side of it. Well, what about, yeah, you know, I think that, yeah, maybe they were going for the...
Maybe right, they were trying.
Yeah. I really like our postulations on, like, what could happen, like, what would we want happen, what would... It's like... And I think in just a few-hour brainstorming thing, having seen, like, I think a lot of our suggestions or ideas way stronger. We, like, you know, like, just a stronger ideas for conclusions of character arcs that felt, would have felt, like, satisfying. Like, I would have been okay,
yeah,
with them. Like, I don't know why they were better. It's like, because we weren't holding anything like sacred cows. We had no idea what was going to happen or what their ideas were. Like, we were just like, hey, this I think would be cool. These ideas make nice narrative sense.
Do you remember when Jaime Lannister got killed by bricks when he could have just taken two steps over and he would have been fine?
Right.
He's like, I have such an awesome arc and I'm redeemed, but I fucking love her no matter, even though she's fucking with me, and god damn it, I still love her. I'm going to go back for her. Look out, bricks. Oh, we're dead.
Well.
That was the worst. So bad.
We all have our own personal worst.
That was so bad.
See, to me, that was like
his arc. We're just gonna bury him.
Oh.
To me, that was like, there was so many things bad that didn't seem that bad.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
Reminds me of like Trump. Every time he does something, you go like, that's horrible, but like it's pretty normal for season 8, which is Trump's.
what's he doing again? He's eating the Pope? Nah, seems about right. Wait, you realize you just said Trump's eating the Pope. Yeah, that's in his MO. It seems perfectly normal.
He was hungry. What? Everybody gets hungry.
The Pope is an asshole, let's be honest.
Damn Democrats don't understand being hungry.
I can see it.
Yeah,
Ryan, I'll have you know I've started Cobra Kai.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
From the beginning, I think I'm like 3 or 4 in.
What do you think?
It gives me anxiety a little bit.
Really?
So I think I'm up to the point where they had they went to the school dance. And he's trying to recruit like kids to be in his dojo. I'm like, geez. I don't know. It just gives me a little anxiety, but it in a good way.
Wait, okay. I don't understand still. Can you put a finger on why you have anxiety? Is it because
it's probably? I'm guessing when I have anxiety from this, it's because you identify with the characters and you don't want bad things to happen to those characters.
Right.
And okay. Right. If you remember he is like a fucked up dude. There's weird shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially that early.
So, I don't know. I expect his arc to be somewhat better than it was.
Well, you're 3 episodes in.
You're early. Give it time. You're in the part where Johnny Lawrence, who's had a bad life, had a bad life, and
right,
and that's part of his storyline. But he's the man, and he's pretty cool.
What is he always? Fuck. What was his catchphrase? Fuck, babes. Like, what was something about babes? Do you want to get chick? Oh, god damn it! I don't remember what it was. But anyway, I didn't know there was a trailer for season 3 already. It came out about a week ago.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Right.
At least. That's what's on here. It may be live, but it says it is. I haven't clicked on it yet. So cool.
Yeah. I'm thrilled.
Are you watching that by yourself or with somebody?
No, I'm watching it by myself.
Okay. Although I do feel like this is a fairly I think Joey could watch it. Like it doesn't. It's not gory. It's not.
I think
especially cringeworthy. It's.
No, I think I'm not sure it's her type of movie, though. She, I don't know if she really watched The Karate Kid too much back in the day.
It's already not. I mean, you're watching it, so she ain't gonna watch it. So, I mean, it's kind of happens. It's what Amy does too. So. Until her radio station tells her to, and then she will.
Oh,
and she'll be like, "Hey, have you seen this?" And you have to
you're like, yeah, I've been telling you about it for months. The reason that radio station knows about it is because me and the people who watched it first and said it was good.
Wait, you say things? I never hear you say anything.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
I do have a question about, is anybody caught up or at least through episode 3 of Lovecraft Country?
Yes.
I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Damn it, Dave. Come on. You work from home. Like, if you... I watch all this stuff, and I don't work from home.
But let me say this.
All these other things.
I'm going to make Lovecraft Country my watch it when I have time without Amber, and I've already watched The Boys show. So there's a pretty good chance that I'll get caught up pretty quick.
Shoo-in of the week.
Oh, it's Adam Shoo-in of the week.
Shit, that's pretty big. So it is a show I'm watching with Amy, and I had to pry it into her life, and she really liked the first one and the second one. And so then we watched the third one, and I didn't like the third one. It wasn't good. It was just a 52-minute horror movie with some plot connections in the last 8 minutes, and that was annoying to me. I don't want to watch a horror movie. I want to watch the movie that is about this fun thing that happens to these people. So I didn't like it. Just going to put that out there. I didn't like it.
Maybe I should wait till
hoping it changes.
Episode 4. See if it switches. Like, gets back
if you
online.
Were watching it with Amber and you got her to watch the pilot, she said, "This is a pretty good show. I'll watch another one." She watched the second one and she's like, "Okay, I'm along." After the third one, I'm guessing she'd be like, "I don't need this anymore." Because it doesn't integrate enough. It's like almost like a standalone movie, which, and that's, I don't want to see a standalone horror movie right now. It's not where I am. You know, but that's just where I'm at.
Yeah.
So.
It feels like, having watched it and having read a good number, I probably read a decent number of Lovecraft short stories and stuff like that. It seems that, like, this one was, I couldn't tell you which book, but it feels very based on one of his short stories.
Yeah.
And then they just were like, let's connect it on here, right?
Yeah.
Let's just connect.
Definitely. And right. I would not have felt that way if they'd done it for like a half hour and then moved on with the
sure.
plot.
Right.
But this was right. just, here's a story that they wrote once and we'll find a way to connect to the main plot. And
right.
It's just where, you know, you guys might think it's fine. It's just where I'm at. There's a reason why I don't watch horror movies right now. There's a reason. And I basically was not forced into it, but tricked into it, because it wasn't about, that show normally isn't a horror movie. It's a suspense
see?
And adventure movie. So.
It tricked you. Well, really, I find it very psychologically horroring.
Mm,
like to think about the plight of what they had to go through.
Mm-hmm. It was funny. Like halfway through, Amy turned, she's like, "Where are the monsters?" And I was like, "Right here. Don't you see all the white people?"
Yes, exactly. If you can't see the monsters, it's because you're the monster.
She knew what she was saying. She's like, "Oh, I know that, but where are the actual monsters?"
And you're like,
right there,
the white people.
There, right.
The white people.
Right. Especially the white women. It's always Karens like yourself complaining about people.
Good thing Amy didn't listen to this, Dave, because yep. she'd probably
Why?
Kill you.
No, oh, she listens.
She could try and kill me.
No, she doesn't. She
I don't know. A country girl like that could fuck you up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she would. She seems like she's like the country girl where the guy ends up, he's like, "Oh," crashes car. He's got to walk 8 miles. He's like, "Hey, sir, my car's crashing on the side of the road. Would it be okay if I stayed here at night?" He's like, "Yeah, you can sleep in the barn. Stay away from my daughter."
And
right.
she should creep in and say, "Hey."
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's a
yeah,
city
exactly.
folk like you doing out here?
Right there. "You're so smart, you talk with them big words."
Wait, we have to be doing it with a northern country accent, sorry.
Right. I don't know what northern country sounds like.
It's
like,
basically just Norwegian. It's Minnesotan, but really badly.
Right. "Oh, sir, would you like to come and take a refreshing soak near the
sauna?"
Sauna.
Since we're on the Amy subject, our anniversary is coming up. Woohoo!
Yay, congratulations.
That weekend, she's like, "I know our anniversary is coming up, but can I go out of town with my best friend for 2 days?" So for our anniversary, you're going out of town with your friend for a couple of days. Yeah. Okay. Just, I'm going to mark this down so you know when it doesn't work out, here's one of the reasons.
Wait, seriously, how many times does she do this to you?
When she goes out of town, it's fine with that. It's just funny that it was on our anniversary. Good times.
All right. I have a... 2021, I'm putting something on the calendar, right? Takes place in August. We're going out of town. A week.
Whoa,
hey! Come on, Chris.
Hey, if you can come up with details, that is cool. Because so far, in the last, like, 760-some-odd days, I'm the only one who said, "Let's do something," and made it happen because you guys are like, "All right, let's do it." Everybody else is like, "Eh, fuck it. I don't care. Fuck it. And I feel like you guys are breaking up with me. So, Adam, I don't know why you're the ringleader in this faction to break up with me, but I don't appreciate it, and I need to sway you with a scheme to increase your loyalty.
Actually, Chris, if you haven't figured it out, this is a fucking coup d'etat, bitch.
All right. That sucks. I better change the passwords to everything. Hang on a second.
Coup d'etat. Adam is going to replace you.
I can't wait.
Next week, Chris is going to show, "Hey, guys, this podcast," and there's going to be another guy who likes fucking running and sweating. and he's like, "Hey, everybody, this is Christopher Cranks here talking about." And we're like, "It's just gonna be a clone of you, but he's gonna have a goatee, and it'll be finally you'll be able to the episode where you meet your future self."
And he likes sauces.
He fucking loves me. Dips his face in him all the time, like Baron Harkonnen. Yeah.
Oh, like an ega. He just eats shaving cream.
Oh, that's so nasty.
He loves the sauce.
Hey, besides The Office and
that's a good show.
Community.
We're talking about it.
Besides The Office and Community.
Parks and Rec.
And Parks and Rec.
Damn it.
Tell me a good sitcom, like a really good one, that you've already watched. I've watched MASH a few times. I can't get Amy to watch it.
It's not a sitcom.
Friends.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I need to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
We already watched. So.
Yeah, that show is fucking great.
Anything else that you can think of that you like? That's a great show.
Cheers.
Yeah, she won't watch it because it's in a bar.
What?
She was raised with an alcoholic mother. She won't watch it because it's in a bar. I love Cheers. I grew up watching Cheers.
The head.
Like that is like, I'm going to watch that in this bar. Hey, Chris, what are you doing? You want to watch this movie about racism?
Frasier.
Oh, gross.
I understand. I mean, you see things that remind you of shit, and all of a sudden it's not a relaxing time anymore. So I can understand that to a point. Frasier, it's fine, but it's not that great, is it?
News Radio?
I love News Radio. We should watch that. It was only like 4 seasons in a movie, though, or something.
No movie, just 4 seasons.
She probably won't watch it, though, because it has Joe Rogan in it.
That's fucking awesome.
What about Seinfeld?
But it's Joe Rogan before, but Joe Rogan became Joe Rogan.
I know, but it doesn't matter.
He was all skinny and stuff and had hair.
Yep.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's fine. We've watched it. It's always on, like, you know, because it's been the syndication for so long that it's always on. I wouldn't mind something with some sort of plot or movement. I don't know. Or just, she wants to, she's like, I wish we had like a sitcom to watch, because I don't really feel like watching a horror show tonight. And I'm like, we don't really got anything.
Tell her.
Watch 30 Rock. That show was fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 Rock.
Two good suggestions. Good job.
I don't like sitcom because they're light and funny and you can whip through them pretty quick kind of thing.
Yeah, if you have a half hour, you can turn it on and watch that and not have to worry too much about it, or 20 minutes.
Well, you usually watch 3 of them, but I still, you feel willing to start it, which is the key, because sometimes you just aren't in the place where you want to start a big-ass thing. I hear that.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else is going on in the world? Tell me your business.
I don't know. Dave, what did you put on here?
Just that The Walking Dead is finally official ending.
Wait.
Wait, the comic?
That thing didn't die yet?
No, the actual TV show is still on.
Is it really?
So they are going to begin their final 24-episode farewell tour, season 11, in the fall of 2021.
Is anybody left? Like, is Carl the only one left?
Carl's dead.
Spoilers! Carl died?
Damn it, guys!
No, it's pretty much like Daryl and Carol.
Is it Maggie?
By the way,
is Maggie there?
Which is going to be a spinoff.
They're going to get a spinoff.
Seriously?
So it's not, that's why I'm like, the show's not really dying.
Carol? I didn't really care for that character. Wait, is Maggie there? She's still around?
She left.
Nope.
She left, but they're bringing her back.
Oh, I'm using the wrong name. I'm using the wrong name. So, what's the kid's name? The little girl? The baby that was fucking Carl and what's her name's baby? Or was it Shane's baby? Oh, nobody knows. What was her name?
Oh, you mean Rick.
Rick, sorry. Carl's
sister. Because Carl's the kid.
Carl's sister.
Carl.
Carl's sister. He had whatever her name is. Is she still around?
Yeah, I think she's grown up some.
Yeah.
Did we ever figure out if she's Rick or Shane's kid?
No, because pregnancy chats are kind of hard to come by.
What? They're is easy to come. There's so many of them.
Man. I lost total interest in that show.
Everybody did, man.
Like everybody 10 did. Years. I'm just shocked that it's still going, though, is the thing.
Like, if you made it past what was the Asian dude? That was awesome. Gary?
I remember him.
Glenn? No.
Glenn.
Glenn.
If you made it class past Glenn getting his face beat in by fucking the Winchester dad, then you had some balls on you, because I gave up right then. I was like, enough of this. I don't need to see Glenn's face caved in 500 times.
Yeah.
See that.
Did he ever get his comeuppance?
No, he's kind of still...
Yeah. Negan? Yeah. Is that what his name was? Negan?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still kind of like anti-hero on the show.
Oh, you can't be a fucking anti... You can't have a hero attached to your name in any capacity after you beat the shit out of Glenn, killed him with his face caved in. I would find Negan and feed him to a bear. Undead bear.
Do it.
Feed him to an undead bear?
Yeah.
Wow. Animals don't really get turned.
I don't know, but this one would.
They should.
I've been working on a vaccine that I turn into a bear virus.
I was going to be like, you turn into a bear.
That'd be pretty cool vaccine.
I was like, that's...
It's a human vaccine that you give to bears that are turning to humans, and it's like, oh, why don't we give it to humans, and then they turn into bears.
All right, so you got zombies and bear men? What the fuck's happening?
The bear men got sick, and they were turning into humans, so they had to come up with a vaccine.
is anybody still watching the show, or no? Not really.
Oh, no. God, no.
Oh, okay. Because part of me wants to watch, like, the last episode. That's it. Sure. Just the last episode.
Right.
I don't know about that.
Just like the comic. Like, I bought the last episode just to see how things turned out. All right.
How did that work?
Badly.
On Apple TV, whatever, there's, a nature show coming out called Tiny World, which is, like, you know, super macro cameras, and they, like, look at, like, animals that are super, super small and stuff. And they have Paul Rudd, Ant-Man himself, being the narrator.
That's pretty impressive.
They should have him running through the frame, too.
But, Ryan, there's, like, pictures, there's, like, ants, but they're super tiny ants, but they look all big and stuff, and they're, like, oh, look at them doing adventure stuff.
That sounds fun. I actually think it sounds super fun.
Because they're doing it like, you know, like, oh, follow this frog and stuff. And it's like, oh, he's got a dangerous mission. He's got to cross the road. Something simple for you and me to do.
I'm sliding through the... Yeah, it is cool. And, like, when you zoom in on little things like that, they look sweet.
Right.
Like, they look like, oh, that's where all these D&D monsters came from. Someone took a close look at any kind of small creature and was like, holy fuck, that's terrifying.
I think they made this, Disney made this movie a while ago called Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Again.
Again.
Right. Honey, I Blew Up
that
the Kids.
That was a good segue, Adam.
To Disney?
No, Rick Moranis made a commercial... returns to acting with Ryan Reynolds in basically Mint Mobile, right? Which is like Ryan Reynolds and his wife and stuff is like their cell phone company, prepaid cell phone thing, like $30, whatever. No, it's like that's a flat rate, stuff like that. But
are you fucking selling this? What's happening?
But yeah, so. The fact that he got Rick Moranis to
come out of retirement
and do an acting role. Sure, it's only for, you know, a couple seconds. But
he's still
but Rick Moranis, that's funny.
He's still Rick Moranis.
But it's funny. So, you know, maybe he'll be back into making movies and shit like that, because he's hilarious.
Okay. I started last week, remember I said, hey, you guys should, like, find, like, the best thing you saw on the internet this week, or one of the best things, one of the fun things you find, and, like, tell everybody, because it'd be cool.
Right.
I'm sure nobody remembers that, because when I talk, most people don't hear it. But I found two that I really liked, and I'll share them with you if you'd like. The first one was a fun meme I'm sure you all saw, but it was cool. I'm sure you both saw all this, but nobody brought it up yet. So it just said, like, it was a picture, and it said, the devil whispered to the teachers, you're not strong enough to get through 2020. And the teachers whispered back, your because it was spelled incorrectly, and they spelled it correctly. They spelled it Y-O-U across the R-E, and the devil had spelled it Y-O-U-R, which I love grammar humor.
Right.
It's more of a visual joke, but anyways. And the other one which I want to talk to you guys a little about was the Obi-Wan Kenobi thing. I don't know, I'm sure some of you saw it, but somebody kind of pointed out that the last thing Obi-Wan Kenobi sees before he dies is Luke and Leia reunited after 19 years apart. And so he helped give them birth, and then just before he dies, they're reunited. Which is kind of cool. You never really think of that in that situation before. So that little smile he gives at the end before Vader kills him, I always thought was really good acting, and I assume what he was going for was, I've transcended death, I have a secret, you can't kill me. But now I'd like to kind of retcon that to think, these guys are together now, you've lost. I already know we've won, because they found their way back together. And then he dies. And it's cool after, because nobody, I mean, they were like, after 57 years or whatever, or 47 years, nobody has known this. Well, we didn't know until that he was there at their birth until a few years ago, you know, or whatever it was. So, but it's really cool. I liked it. What do you think about that?
Good. I think it's, that's awesome. I think it's super, super cool that, like, you know, him saying, like, I shall become even more powerful than you can imagine, could also even reply that it's not him. It's basically his teachings and his memory and stuff will live on. You know? So you could, you know, but I kind of like everything like that.
Yeah, so I had to go back and watch the original just to watch that scene and see. I mean, I couldn't remember if, like, because they're all running towards the Falcon and he sees them and she stops. He stops first, then she does stop too. So she's there as long as him, which it pans out.
Right.
So that's the best thing I saw on the internet this week.
Adam, come on. You love the internet. What's the best thing you saw on the internet?
Cobra Kai.
Good answer.
On the internet. But the best?
Yeah,
Ryan, the best. All right.
Yeah, I don't got much.
There
was a programming joke I saw. I found a nice subreddit called Programming Humor.
Is it just like 101?
Ryan, I hate to say this, but we all subscribe to that so we can make fun of you.
I don't believe you, but it is pretty funny. I like programming humor. Well, I'll try to remember it. What it was? Oh, it was this guy on his computer. And let me just tell you, in computer programming, you have lists of things, and you often start out the list. The first thing in the list is item number 0. So it's a weird quirk, 0 indexing things. So this guy who's on this computer, his wife comes up in this caption and says, like, honey, I just want you to know I really love you, and I feel like I enjoy our time together, and you've been spending a lot of time on your computer, and it makes me wish we had more time together, or some shit like that. And then the guy gets up, and then the next thing is hugging her, and he says, like, I want you to know you're my number one. And then the thought bubble says, but of course I start my counting at 0. And it cracked me up, because it was like...
Jokes are awesome when you have to explain them.
Play them.
Hey, we're talking about the best thing I saw on the internet recently. That was it.
I did like it. Amy showed me a funny, humorous thing as well, which always, I'm sure you guys get it all the time too. It said, behind every woman is a man. In front of the drawer she needs to get into. Why are you even fucking in the kitchen?
That's pretty good.
Because I'm always in front of a drawer that you need to get into.
Okay. That needs to be a little retcon, or like, we workshop. Need to workshop that one, because that could be turned into an even better joke.
I'm sure, but it was fun.
Right.
That's pretty good.
There's a lot of, be like, you can easily be like, why are you, you know, behind me when I'm taking something hot out of the goddamn oven? Why are you there?
I don't run into that. I only run into, I'm in front of another drawer she needs to be in.
It's good because it has that feeling of an epic, wisdomful thing.
Behind,
and then all of a
behind
sudden,
every successful
like...
man is a woman.
you had me in the first half, then you lost me.
Adam, you're the joke king. Where are your jokes, man? I'm just throwing out jokes left and right.
Like, Adam doesn't have jokes.
He's the joke king, though.
I am?
Speaking
no,
of which,
no.
Did anybody try that? Like, the look, searching on their phone, or just on the computer, orgasm GIF, and go to images? Because you're not going to find a nice, happy, like, emoticon of an orgasm. I was going to send you guys... Oh, orgasm. Oh, nope. That. No, oh, God. Why am I in my bed now? Why are my pants down? Oh, Jesus.
No, I don't sure, I'm not sure if I want to or not.
You're like, all right, podcast over. Everybody mute your mics.
Say no.
So I was like, God. Oh, and here's the thought process that went in my mind. It's like, that's not what I meant. How about male orgasm gift? No, don't do that either. Don't do that either.
Yeah,
see it. So you went down the rabbit hole.
No, you just.
I did not go down a rabbit hole.
I was gonna be like, yeah, you don't go down a rabbit hole.
Oh, I was speaking of that. I was looking up. Another thing I was looking up is like, I was looking up ways to stay warm in the garage. Like, I was looking up like some sort of like super self-contained like. Little heating house things, and I was just thinking all kinds of ideas, and they got these cool like freaking like you know how the Snuggie is a blanket with arms, they have like sleeping bags with arms and shit, like there's all kinds of stuff for staying warm. It was interesting. Once you start going down that path of how do you stay warm in the garage,
just buy a couple of those big propane stand heaters and stick them in there.
Might work.
Be very loud, probably. I remember those from jiu-jitsu. It was always loud. Doesn't matter. We'll be done in like a month, and it's supposed to be super warm right now. Like this week, it'll be warm. Next week, probably kind of warm. We're done in like a month, so we're good.
Yep.
Okay.
So I got about a month to figure out where we're going with my game.
What else? Anything else going on, and what do you guys think? Are we good? Do we forget anything?
Always good.
Is Adam good? That's the. I don't know. Like the it's not even that cool. But the coolest thing I think was the Blade Runner. Basically, you know, saw San Francisco because of fires and stuff. Everything looks crazy red. But someone put like the Blade Runner music because it looks like fucking Blade Runner. To giant red haze San Francisco, and it. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was like, kind of messed up, wasn't it?
Yeah, the fact that it's like, you go outside at noon, and it's fucking red, with clouds everywhere.
Yeah, that's freaky.
I'd like to be there. That'd be fun.
Except for the burning part. That probably... Well,
it seems like an end of days type, like, situation, you know? It's like...
Right. All because you wanted to see what your kid was.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty unlucky, but is it illegal? I'm guessing it is. I'm guessing there's something about doing...
Pyrotechnics
during fire... When times when fires are...
Yeah, how do you think, right, that would be, right? Right, you accidentally start a fire, but then that fire kills somebody. Is that manslaughter?
I think if your intention is to start the fire, maybe, then it's something under arson. But I don't think their intention was to start the fire, was it? Despite what I'm hearing from... Oh, no, they wanted to. I'm like, all right, whatever.
No, like, because, say, like, I just, like, my local sports collective won a big game, and I went outside and started shooting my gun up in the air, right? I was like... And that bullet came down and hurt somebody. Do I get charged with a crime?
Well, yeah, because that's neglect.
That sounds very similar.
I don't know the answer. It's a fair question. I have no idea.
That's
but,
assault,
but the thing is, the one is like, if you have if you've done something that's not illegal and you also don't have reason to believe it's unsafe, so morally, I don't know legally, but just morally, if you didn't have a reason to believe it was unsafe and you were aware of all the things you should have been, so you weren't negligent, it wasn't like you, like, oh, I didn't know, like, if you put a toaster in the bathtub, it's bad for you.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, so you knew everything and you did it, and then something happened accidentally that you didn't even know was a possibility.
Right.
Morally, I don't think it's bad. But if like, you weren't supposed to do it, like, because there's a ban on pyrotechnic type things, then it's bad. It's a bad thing to do. I don't know if it's manslaughter or not. Who knows?
Right.
That's a good question. I mean, that raises a lot of questions. What if you go to a wedding and you invite a bunch of people? You don't wear masks.
Yep.
And then the shit spreads and some people get sick. Or what if you're... Like fire spreads. Or if you're the president and you, like, don't tell people that it's not a big deal, man. Don't worry about it. It's nothing. While at the same time you had already shared that you're aware that it is a big deal. Like, is that manslaughter times 190 or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, what's your intention? Is your intention not to create a panic because that's what you actually think?
But then the thing is, if you don't want to pay a panic, you go, okay, I think we're gonna be able to handle it and stuff. But as a precaution, because I am a good person, I am in executive order, whatever. I am advocating for a countrywide mask protocol. Boom.
Can't we just do Order 666?
Can you actually do that? Called. We did it yesterday or on Tuesday. It's called Order 666.
Two.
I only had 20 hit points spread out.
Someone is saying this is not the first time that a gender reveal has started.
It is not the first
fire. They need to stop with the pyrotechnics gender reveals.
Yeah, there was a picture that was funny. It was like, I was at a local park and it was basically just like blue confetti on the ground. No fire. And it was like, hey! And now think about this. Now, 20 years from now, that kid is grown up and people find out that it was like his parents that did this and stuff like that. And they like go like, he comes home and he's like, Father, tell me the truth. Did you burn down 400 million acres of California? Because, and it was just like, yeah, you fucked up, dude. Like, come forward and say, hey, I'm sorry.
I'm sure they did, didn't they?
I didn't see it. It would have been on the news.
Maybe they're like, it's like at a car accident. You never admit fault because you don't want to, or you don't want to get sued for something.
Yeah, they probably had to talk to their lawyer.
Like, yeah, what if it was like, oh, cool. They're like, oh, gender reveal, cool. All right, and then they go like, oh, it's coming. Get in the car. They load up the car, and they drive down the road, and they're like, man, there's not much over here. Everything's, and they get to the hospital. Hospital's burned down. Oh, the irony would be delicious. I would be there to soak up and taste those delicious salty tears. I'd be like, you fucked up.
On a piece of bread?
No. I would just be like, ew, your tears are so salty and warm.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume that they're people that didn't mean to burn down shit, so I'm sure they feel bad about it. So, to me, that's what you do.
But yeah, I would, like, it's a party, too, so what are you going to say? Say 10 people there? Little fire starts? What are you going to do? If there's 5 of us there and I start a little fire, man, and everyone's all like, oh, shit, the fire's getting big. We'll fucking run and start stomping that shit.
If there's 5 of us and there's a little fire going, the first thing we'd do is look to Adam and say, what did you do?
And Adam's all like, Adam's spinning around already engulfed in fire. We're like, oh, okay.
Ah, that makes sense.
But I know fire safety.
Except when it comes to you.
It's true.
You still pretend to be Zuko, so...
Right. Adam's always about restoring his honor.
So that,
that's where Adam has been. He's been out chasing the Avatar.
I don't understand that reference.
I finished the second one, Korra.
Yeah, you like it?
I'm on the last season.
I liked it. It was nice. I think it ended crappy, but yeah.
It's no My Hero Academia, is it?
No.
Not what he said.
Did you do that podcast? You said you're going to do that
tomorrow.
Monday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, man, because where are you going to post it? Because I would like to listen to it.
Everywhere you get your favorite podcasts.
What is it called?
I haven't figured it out yet. I'm working on, maybe you guys can help me out. I'm working on something, all right?
Okay.
I'm working on, like, there's a bank, so like a river bank, right? And
okay.
There's a marina, which is a water thing. I'm working on trying to get that into some sort of fun show name, right? I don't know what exactly, but I'm still working on it. So, but anyways, let's go back to this fire thing. So occasionally we have fires in the backyard, right? We were burning wood last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. Sometimes the ashes go up, 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 up. And if the ashes hit a tree and like the wind caught it and blew it five houses down and started that house on fire, would that be manslaughter? It's very similar to what just happened. You might be liable, but I don't think you're liable for like killing people. I think you're liable for, I don't know what you're liable for there.
Yeah, the chances are the person, like, if they weren't like really negligent are unlucky, and it's sad, and but they're not probably horrible people.
Anyways,
that's my thought. And same as if you started a fire in your backyard and shit happened. But it is too bad that the world is burning.
Well, I because like when we had that fire, it was very windy, and I would see ashes fly up into the other tree, and I would think to myself, huh, I hope that doesn't start on fire, because I don't know how to stop that if it does start on fire.
Yeah. Hose. You got a hose.
Yeah, it doesn't reach that far, though.
He's got hose in different area codes.
Right, exactly.
Don't be telling people that, man. But you're not my number one hoe.
What? Talking about hoses here, Chris.
That's what I said. I was talking to my hoe outside. My hoe's outside.
Get your fucking head out of your fucking McAss.
Ooh, McAss?
I'm not putting McAss in the description. Are we done? We're going to be done with this fucking shenanigans. I got to be up tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. I ain't got time for this shit.
Shit, by 8:30, I got two calls already.
Yeah, well, you got a job.
Oh, shit, Adam. That's right, sorry, I got a job. I didn't know that you were Adam right there. I got to do all this stuff early in the morning.
I'm up way earlier than you guys sometimes, Pacific time.
Don't you mean you...
Wait a minute. But then by that logic, we are also up earlier.
Hawaiian time. No, if he's on Pacific, we're on Central. And that is accurate if you go to Hawaiian for me, probably. No, I'm just kidding. All right, are we done? Say we're done. We're done? Any last thoughts?
We're done.
Words, thoughts, last words? No. Good, yes, no?
Words, no,
no
thoughts.
Cool.
Okay.
Ryan, where can people get in touch with us? Oh, wait, Adam, Adam's here.
Where can people get in touch with us?
I didn't think Adam would be here. Anyways, Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Thanks, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and Ryan set us up with a Facebook or with an email account at geeksnextdoor.ftw. That's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
Good job. That was great. Although I should mention, we did get a comment for a YouTube comment based on our last A Spell Too Far on Telekinesis a while back.
We did.
Yeah, we get a bunch of them. I never really read them, although we probably should and respond to them, but we should do another one of those. Those are kind of fun.
What was it? And was it from someone we know?
No. None of the responses are from people we know, honestly. Like, we've gotten a bunch of these from... on different A Spell Too Fars, and they're never from people we know.
Really?
Yeah. And people play D&D, and they look shit up, and they're like, oh, cool, these guys talk about D&D stuff. And it just doesn't translate into the podcast. It translates into those videos. So, I don't remember telekinesis that well, but you guys know the spell. Tell me if all this works out. Do you target something with a telekinesis, or you just have it on, and then you can use it at will?
Remember? I got to look it up, but I'm pretty sure you cast it, and then it's a concentration, and on each turn you can take an action to sort of...
To manipulate an object or a creature, I think.
Okay, yeah,
to move
sure.
a creature, yeah.
But, like, it's ongoing, but you have to take an action to use it again, like some spells.
Do you remember if there's a weight limit?
There is weight limits, definitely.
I mean, like, you probably can't do it to a castle or something. So.
No, I think it's like 1,000 pounds.
I think you're right, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up real quick, too.
All right, you look it up while I read this. This is from Scott. He said, I used telekinesis yesterday in a game to great effect. We were in a boat at sea and were attacked by a water elemental, which summoned 3 sharks. Putting my head in the situation. Sure.
Yep.
I used telekinesis to lift the fighter to a point where he could attack the elemental. So that seems good, although I think there's something about attacking while levitating that might come into effect. You got to make balance checks or something, otherwise you rotate.
Make ability check with your caster ability contesting the creature's strength. If you win the creature, but that's... if you win the contest, you move the creature.
The creature is considered restrained. So even if you accept it, you are still restrained.
Does anybody remember levitate? Was there... you're restrained.
Yeah.
So like you are considered restrained.
Oh, that just means you can't move. You can still attack.
Attack rolls against you have advantage, and attack roll and your attack rolls have disadvantage.
That would be true. I don't know. He didn't get that detailed in there, but you are correct. That's what would happen. So is it a house rule, or I remember people levitating and trying to attack and like rotating because you're levitating and the momentum is making you basically rotate. That might just be a house thing though.
What would have been a smarter, I'm sorry.
It's
not
done
smarter,
yet, just so you know, but continue.
Okay, go.
Are you switching to your rememberings of how like people cast the level 2 levitate and
yes.
what
and if
done
that
with
has
it?
Something to do with telekinesis.
Yes. So, like, telekinesis does allow you to manipulate. Like, the wording for a creature is just it's restrained, but there is also wording for moving an object weighing up to 1,000 pounds.
Okay.
And there's also wording for manipulating things.
Yeah, I remember
with
that.
Fine control and shit. So, I guess my point being is that I could see the DM saying, in this case, you can treat it the thing like an object. And you can turn it and stuff like that, like a toy soldier, and like say swing sword.
Sure. Or the whole restrained thing makes it seem like, well, that's just you can't move. But if it's magical restraint, maybe element or environmental effects won't apply anyways. But
right.
Either way, I'd be fine with it. I don't think that there's anything wrong with it.
Levitate. It basically says like you can move yourself by pushing or pulling off a fixed surface. You can change the altitude by up to 20 feet by up or down and stuff like that, and I think we changed it so that you can change your attitude as well. You can change your stuff.
Okay, so we assume momentum would make you go someplace. Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
you shoot a bow. I don't know. That's debatable. It's not by the rules as intended, anyways. But I'm fine with that. I'd be fine with that. Okay, so the largest of the shark caused real damage to the boat. So I lifted the boat with me in it and drifted safely to shore. So if it's a small boat, it's probably under 1,000 pounds.
Right, yep.
Yeah,
I see that.
Even with him in it, 200 pounds, whatever, 800-pound boat, that's probably okay. Then use it to pull one of the sharks out of the water and deposit it on dry land, thus taking the shark out of combat. It's pretty good.
Yep.
Overall, very effective and fun to play. Great spell, exclamation point. I think that... That's true. Great spell, exclamation point, because Ryan would only take great spells. He would never take a shitty spell. So you know it's a great spell.
Unless it was super fun and I wanted it to be good. But I think that is a fun scenario. And I think almost all the things that he did were probably legit. The not giving disadvantage on the fighter by lifting him is probably like borderline, but I could see how the DM would allow it by saying, you know, treat it like an object because this guy's letting you move him. You know what I mean?
That seems fine.
Yep.
And then I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think actually casting it on, like, say, the boat and fighting from the boat while it's lifting would be probably a better option.
Yeah, it's possible, especially if it's a fighter in like mail or something that's over the weight limit. Maybe they thought of that, or if the fighter fell in, I could see that. That's why you lifted him up.
Yeah.
But regardless, that's a good way of saving somebody, removing yourself from a situation, and taking one of the combatants out of combat with one spell, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Assuming the shark didn't make its strength save, which I'm assuming it did. Cool. Right. Good job, Scott. Glad you could you could write us to let you know, or let us know how useful the spell was. Yeah, we should come up with another one. You guys think another one, and we'll do another spell too far. It's a little more work to do, but
next,
hey, take care.
Next week, Thaumaturgy.
Oh, no, fuck that spell. All right, we already did our goodbye, so everyone say goodbye again, and we'll be done. Bye.
Bye, we'll be done.
Check us out on Facebook at The Geeks Next Door. Christ, we got a website.
And make it up for last week. Oh, high five. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.